Today I'd like to draw attention to the sacrificial nature of our worship and our priestly role in the church. We might see a tension at times or confusion in the two ways we speak about the Eucharistic sacrifice. We contrast the table or the altar or the sacred meal or the sacred sacrifice. One of the major differences we see between our Protestant brothers and sisters and ourselves is we talk about sacrifice, and the Protestants typically don't. We talk about the sacrificial nature, and therefore we have priests. Priests are those who offer sacrifice. The priesthood is present all the way through the Old Testament. We see it from the very beginning, even in Genesis. What does that tell us about how God speaks to his people? How does he interact with his people? It means sacrifice is an integral part, a very important part, of our relationship with God. The people of God come to the Lord and they offer sacrifice. So why would God set up this theology of sacrifice, the order of the priesthood, and then just abandon that? Why would he get rid of that? It doesn't really make sense. And so we should rather understand that although there has been different ways the priesthood has been exercised prior to Jesus, it has now taken a new form. We have the priesthood of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one true priest, but he has established a new priesthood in which we participate in him. Jesus is the high priest, but what sacrifice does he offer? What is his offering? He offers his own body as a sacrifice for us. He is the sacrifice. Now, what does this have to do with us, we might say? By virtue of our baptism, we are priests. You are priests. We are priests, prophet, and king by our baptism. 1 Peter says, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people." Christ has made of the church a kingdom of priests. The whole community of believers is as such priestly. All of us share in that common baptismal priesthood. The faithful exercise their baptismal priesthood through their participation, each according to their own vocation. Now, there's a difference, of course, between the ministerial priesthood, which I am part of, and the baptismal priesthood. But they share a common mission. Hebrews tells us today, no one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. We see Jesus affirming this idea of the priesthood, the call to sacrifice. Priesthood is always something received. It's always something we receive, something that's given to us. At ordination, I received the ministerial priesthood, by which I now participate in Christ's one priesthood on behalf of God's people. The ministerial priesthood is, of course, supposed to be at the service of the baptismal priesthood. Likewise, all of you and all of us who have been baptized, we received at baptism that priesthood by which we are now called to exercise our ministry as followers of Jesus. So, you're priests. Priests. That begs the question, every priest must offer sacrifice. That's what a priest does. He offers, or she offers, sacrifice. What is the sacrifice you are called and expected to offer? It's twofold. First, the sacrifice of your little sufferings. Every time you endure a difficulty or a challenge for love of God and for love of your fellow human beings, you offer sacrifice. Taking out the trash, or helping the little old lady down the street with car trouble. Or could be something like listening to somebody who's complaining and just doing it with great love and great dignity. Or spending time with a family member who you are really challenged to spend time with. Or watching a chick flick with your wife. You know, could be something as simple as that. These are little things, and when we do them with love, with the true spirit of offering, when we offer that sacrifice to the Father, that's a priestly sacrifice. The second way we offer sacrifice is by participating fully in the Eucharist. and the Eucharistic sacrifice. This is expected and necessary at every Sunday. Now, if we're not offering the sacrifice of the Mass, then we are lapsing in our priestly duty. The ministerial priesthood, of course, is the instrument by which God the Father brings about the substantial change in the bread and the wine that become the body and blood of Christ. But the role of the baptized priesthood is to engage in the sacrifice of the Mass by bringing ourselves fully and partaking in the sacrifice that is offered by Christ to the Father. Now, why is all this important? I think for several reasons. For one, knowing that you are both priests, that we are both priests, means that we share a common mission. It's not just the priest doing his thing up here. It's not just Father, let Father do it, or it's Father's Mass. We're all celebrating the Mass. We're all praying the Mass. We're all offering the Mass today. That's part of our duty as priests of the kingdom. It's not just something to kind of put off to the side, like, oh, I do this now and then, but it's something that we're called to do weekly. And every time we come to Mass, even if it's daily or during the week, we offer that sacrifice. If I stop saying Mass, if I stop praying as a priest, if I moved out of the rectory and lived somewhere else, if I got a job as an engineer or something else, it might look like I'm not a priest, but by the virtue of my ordination, I have the duty to practice my priesthood. I'm compelled to serve as a priest. I'm compelled to serve the priesthood of the baptized. That's my role. And there will be consequences if I don't fulfill my duties, my role. Likewise, if you are a baptismal priest and you fail to live out your priesthood by engaging in the mission of the church, if you skip Mass, if you live a sinful life, then you are failing to uphold your priestly dignity. We could say the same in regards to our roles as prophets and kings, of course. We receive priest, prophet, and king at baptism. These aren't just titles. They're not just nice things that we hear about. They're actual things. They're actual ministries. They're actual offices that we have. These offices designate a particular relationship that we have with the Father, with God the Father. And they place a certain weight upon everything we do, both the good and the bad. Now, I speak these things not to weigh us down, but to make us feel the joy of what we come to offer, the joy of what we participate every time we come to the Mass, every time we offer little sufferings, every time we offer something out of love, to remind us that we are given a certain dignity by our baptism, and it ought to be evident by the way we live our lives. Sometimes we may feel that it makes little difference whether we are present here or not, or how we live our day-to-day life. But the reality is, it makes a big difference. It makes a huge difference. When you or I fail to live our priesthood faithfully, the whole church suffers. But when we live it faithfully, with joy, with great dignity, then the whole church rejoices and the whole church benefits. So let's remember our priestly dignity and redouble our efforts to exercise our ministry as kingdom priests. Let's begin to offer sacrifice for God's glory and for the sanctification of God's people.